Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the second weekend of September, getting ever closer to bow season. I'm getting a little giddy. My favorite part of the year, this fall season. We got tailgates and everything else. But you can't get ready for a tailgate or a bow camp or anything without talking to your butcher, right, Bob?
That's right.
So we decided to talk to our butcher. The Grilling Guys have an official butcher, and he's on the grilling line right now, Mr. Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Hey, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, man, we're fantastic. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
We're trying to beef up everybody's menu, buddy. What you got for big cuts of beef and what to do with it?
For this time of year when it cools off a little bit, sometimes you're thinking, you know what, we're going to be out doing this, that. How about a nice big kind of a pot roast kind of a thing? So a couple of thoughts. It could be that chuck, could be a bone-in off a local beef, a bone-in round bone roast, or a boneless English roast. And another good cut to use are beef ribs.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people kind of forget about the beef ribs, but they are so packed full of flavor. And it's a great time to do those. You can either sear them on the grill or get some smoke to them. Finish them off in your crotch pot, in your oven, in your Dutch oven, whatever you want to do. So there are a lot of options.
You say Dutch oven? That's good.
Yeah.
No, I heard crotch pot is what I heard.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, you can't say that.
That's
a true story, though.
So, Tim, with beef ribs, because I think a lot of people are intimidated by those. Not every butcher shop and certainly not your big box meat markets are going to carry beef ribs on a regular basis. Now I've seen them as long as what, 12, 14 inches, or you get the short ribs. Is there a difference between them as far as the meat, or is it just a presentation thing?
It would be just a presentation. So obviously that long rib, and because we still are one of the few markets that break down hanging cattle, the long rib is what you're going to start with. So if you're in the marketplace and you see and they're only 6 or 8 inches long, you had to start with that 12 to 18 inch long rib to begin with to break them down.
So like on a pig, the baby backs are they're called high on the hog. High on the cow doesn't make a better cut.
Not necessarily. And it's that continuation of that rib meat that's on there anyway. So it's very, very succulent meat. And the term I'll use, it's kind of rich fat, like on brisket. And when you're eating it, it's like, boy, you can overeat and get a little bit of a tummy ache more as opposed to eating, let's say you're going to have a ribeye steak or porterhouse or whatever your favorite steak cut is. That fat isn't quite as rich, but it is so, so delicious.
Mm.
It's like a slice of heaven.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we all look in the mirror and I'm a testament to fat as flavor because I enjoy it. And you got to have
so
some
Bigfoot,
of it.
Bigfoot looks at you and licks his lips.
He
huh?
does, man. Yeah. I am nothing but a Bigfoot hors d'oeuvre.
We could take and break into a chunk and talk about those ribs. But that's one, because it takes a long time like the brisket does, my opinion, it's better to make a whole lot more at once and have enough for leftovers.
Okay, so if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats right now, and I'm going to tell you, sit down and grab a pencil because he's going to explain something, and you might want to take some notes.
Very good. So, Tim, those English roast and those chuck roast, is that the same cut of meat?
The English roast and a round bone roast are kind of, those are very, very similar. So a boneless English roast is part of the bone-in round bone roast. So those are basically the same. The chuck roast is different. So the chuck roast, the meat's a little bit stringier, but my opinion, there's more fat, there's more flavor to the chuck roast. One over the other, I prefer the chuck over the English or boneless English. That will be a little bit leaner, and there's a little bit more flavor, like I said, in that chuck roast. But preparation, you can do them a identical. You can do the same thing with either one of them, and they're going to turn out just excellent.
Is there another name for that English? Do they call it like a blade cut English? Or?
Well, the blade cut is actually part of that chuck, a blade cut chuck roast.
Okay.
And then, so in a true bone-in English roast, there's only five little rib bones in the one edge of it. It's almost completely boneless, but when it's off that local beef, the true cut should have those little rib bones as part of it. Then you know you got the real deal. And then obviously then the round bone roast, which is out of that shoulder meat also, just has one round bone, oh, maybe about an inch and a half, 2 inches in diameter. So again, mostly meat, but then you got that one round bone. That's one you want to make sure, if you've never tried it, when you're all done preparing it, eat tomorrow out of the middle of that bone. And that is extravagant. That's kick-ass right there.
And is that where the round steak comes from?
The round steak, no. That's going to be off the hindquarter. And it's basically, if you're to think of your thigh meat.
Okay.
And there again, in that round bone, which is off that femur in the back leg there, also is going to have a lot of that marrow meat in there. And again, if you've never tried that, don't say, ooh, that looks really yucky. You've got to try it, because it is so full of flavor that if that goes in the trash, the dog will love you for it. But I would say don't throw that away. Make sure you eat that.
You know, I had that. I had a chef expose me to that one time, and you are absolutely correct. It's just rich and buttery, and we even used it on, like, take it out with a knife and use it on, like, a crostini or something.
Yep.
And, oh, my gosh, it's just fabulous. Now, people think, gross, you're eating bone marrow. No, you just ate the meat on the other side of the bone. You might as well eat what's in there as well, because you're missing out if you take a pass on that. It's fabulous.
And there's nutrients in that marrow also.
Right.
So that's another one that's, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Some people get hung up thinking, oh, that sounds gross to do that, but it's full of nutrients as well, which even in the wild, that's why any predator is going to break that bone down and eat the marrow inside.
Right.
Because it's full of nutrients.
Tim, what's your favorite cut of beef? Coming from a guy that can have anything he wants, like you said, you're cutting hanging beef, so you can before you go home tonight, take off the slice you like. What's that cut for you?
Oh, boy, that's a toughie. You know, and so I guess one of them, I got two. One would be the sirloin, which is, you know, it's full of flavor. It's lean. It's tender. It's flavorful. Has a unique taste to it. A lot of options of what you can use that sirloin for. And then the other one is a good old ribeye. And whether that's in a steak form, if it's going to be a tomahawk steak, a cowboy steak, a standing prime rib. That's probably
you called my two favorite steaks. Tim, we're out of time. Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats. You have a great vacation, and we look forward to hearing all your tales from travel when you return.
Sounds excellent. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That was Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats. A wealth of knowledge. We didn't even scratch the surface on beef. But anyway, coming up next, Bob's going to teach me how to do a brisket. Stick with us. We'll be back.